Short-range forecast discussion. National Weather Service, Weather Prediction Center, College Park, Maryland, 3:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Thursday, August 8, 2024. Valid Midnight Coordinated Universal Time, Friday, August 9, 2024, Midnight Coordinated Universal Time, August 11, 2024. Debbie to begin to accelerate northeastward Thursday night from central North Carolina into the mid-Atlantic, into western to northern New York State Friday and northern New England Friday night. Heavy rains, flash and river flooding likely along and to the northeast of the track of Debbie. Below average temperatures persist across the northern to central plains, upper to mid-Mississippi Valley. Above average temperatures continue across the west into the south, but with less record highs compared to previous days. Fire weather conditions and poor air quality continue across the Northwest, Great Basin, and Northern Rockies. Debbie continues its slow northwestward track through portions of the Carolinas on Thursday but will begin to accelerate more to the northeast beginning Thursday evening. Continued weakening of Debbie forecast as the storm moves farther away from the ocean. However, the heavy rain, flash and river flooding effects will continue over the next 2 days as the storm begins its northeastward acceleration. With the increased acceleration to the northeast tonight from central North Carolina into the mid-Atlantic, into western to northern New York State Friday and northern New England Friday night, the rainfall totals will likely be not as heavy as amounts that occurred when Debbie was slower moving across portions of Florida and the southeast. Still, with moisture values well above average and likelihood that heavy rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 plus will be occurring over areas of higher terrain, the threat of life-threatening flash floods will continue along and ahead of the track of Debbie, along with the lingering effects of the flooding that has already occurred from Florida into Georgia and the Carolinas. Currently, flash flood warnings, and flood watches stretch across much of South Carolina, North Carolina, northeastward through western Virginia, eastern West Virginia, western Maryland, central Pennsylvania, west central to northern New York State into northern Vermont and northern New Hampshire, affecting nearly 30 million people. The northeast acceleration of Debbie is in response to the large-scale closed low associated with a strong cold front currently stretching from the Great Lakes, southwestward into the central to southern plains. Below average temperatures in the wake of this strong front already encompass the northern to central plains, upper to middle Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. These below average temperatures will press southward into portions of the southern plains Friday and Saturday and eastward into the Ohio Valley, eastern Great Lakes and Tennessee Valley. A few record low maximum temperatures are possible Friday across portions of the central plains into the middle Mississippi Valley and over northern Minnesota. Above average temperatures will continue over the next few days across much of the west into Texas, the south, and Gulf Coast. A few record highs still possible across portions of the central to eastern Gulf Coast over the next few days, although the number of overall record highs across the country continue to decrease from previous days. Even with less record high potential, the current heat is resulting in excessive heat warnings and heat advisories across much of Texas, southern Oklahoma, eastward along the Gulf Coast, including Florida, and over portions of the Pacific Northwest. This is resulting in over 60 million people affected by some form of heat warning or advisory. In addition to the heat across portions of the Northwest and West, the dry conditions, low relative humidities and gusty winds will keep a fire weather threat across the Northwest, Great Basin, and Northern Rockies into this weekend. Smoke from current fires will also continue to produce poor air quality across these regions. Orabec. Graphics available at https://www.wpc.ncep.noaa.gov/basic_wx/basic_wx_ndfd.php